Welcome to the LDS Missionary Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Evans. This podcast is dedicated to moms who have a missionary out serving or getting ready to serve. Think of this podcast as mission prep for moms. No one talks about moms having a lived experience of their missionary's mission, so this is just the place. You get to grow and expand in ways that you haven't considered. Thanks for listening, and without further ado, I'll let you into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I am excited to be here today because we're talking about a topic that I'm actually currently going through as we speak. So at the time of this recording, my youngest son has submitted his mission papers and is waiting for his call. And the anticipation and uncertainty is coming up for both me and my soon-to-be missionary. So this is the fourth call that I've sat in the wings waiting to come. And each call has brought on different emotions. And the first one, before I understood kind of what was happening and what emotions, it was a lot of excitement. But now I can notice that uncertainty seems to be a very prevalent thing that comes up. And this call feels a little bit different because it's my last child to go out. So I want to share some of the things that have come up for me during this uncertainty while waiting for calls. Or this also applies to waiting for them to come home, waiting for them to decide the next step that they're taking in their life, and how I try to handle it now. And I've seen this in clients a lot whose missionaries are coming home and they're trying to decide what they're going to do. And mom says something like, I wish they could just stay out there serving because when they get home, they have to deal with life. And when we say they have to deal with life, we're talking about uncertainty. And sometimes uncertainty can feel very untethering for us. And it reminds me of Dr. Seuss's book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, where he talks about basically the essence of anticipation and the emotions that we experience while waiting. And it begins in the waiting room where everyone's kind of in this frozen state of suspended animation or longing for something to happen. So like passengers are waiting for planes, we're waiting for a train, and the barbers are waiting for their customers, and children are waiting for their hair to grow. So this really sets the stage for a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. And he illustrates the waiting room in a way that's very whimsical kind of and vibrant. And it also encourages the readers to get out into life and not just sit around waiting. So it's kind of like an embracing with open arms uncertainty. So I want to preface this with kind of a little bit of a story. I live in Southern Utah and I always enjoy outdoor adventures. Over the last 13 years that I've lived here, I've slowly found a group of ladies that like to go outdoor adventure too. And we've hiked and biked and skied and canyoneered through just some amazing places. So a few years ago, there's this lady that I was well acquainted with that lived in the town that I live in, but we weren't what I would call friends. Her husband joined the National Guard at the last minute, right before the age limit cut off. And he left for boot camp 2 weeks before two of my boys left for boot camp. And when my boys left, you know, my heart was kind of all over the place. I had a lot of uncertainty. I had no idea if they were okay, what they were doing. And we could only communicate by letter, not email, call, phone calls, or anything. And it gave me a certain amount of kind of feeling okay because I knew that my boys were going to run into her husband, at least at church. I knew they wouldn't be in the same platoon. I knew that they would run into him at church. So I got up and texted this lady one day and asked her how she was holding up. So initially, she said she was good. So I sent her another message telling her that I was struggling a little bit with my boys being gone, not being able to communicate. And she confessed that she was also kind of struggling too. So we decided that we were going to start doing ice plunges every Sunday morning. I'm not really sure why we thought this was a good idea at the time, but I was really glad that she was crazy enough to agree to do it with me. Fast forward a few months, I had been wanting to go do this canyoneering and Via Ferrata called Eye of the Needle, and it's down by Zion National Park. And so I asked her if she'd want to go with me. So there's a few places that we rappelled down, and the water is like super loud, and it, because of the noise, it starts to generate some anxiety, and you get pretty cold while you're waiting for the others to get down so you can continue. We had a guide, and I knew we were okay because we'd been ice plunging, so cold water had lost kind of some of its power over us. And we got to the bottom of the canyon, you know, super cool rappels. This is where the Via Ferrata starts. So for, if you don't know what that is, basically they take rebar and they bend it and they anchor it into the side of a mountain. So it looks like a ladder going up, and you, that's how you climb it also. It's kind of like a ladder, and there's a cable running up the side that you hook into your harness for safety. So I've done a lot of rappelling and canyoneering, but this climbing was new. And I quickly realized that we were going to be climbing around 400 feet, and I couldn't look up very far, and I couldn't look down because it was terrifying. Both of them started to just really unnerve me. And so what I decided to do to manage my own anxieties, fears, uncertainty was I could work in the 10 feet space around me. This is what I realized, what I do while I'm waiting for a mission call, or like the uncertainty of what's coming. If I look too far down in my kid's life in general, then it gets very untethering for me. So I try to look down the road and just kind of peek at it. And I also look backwards, but I just try and peek at it, but I don't try to dwell on it. Otherwise, it becomes so overwhelming that it's kind of paralyzing for me to move forward. And so I work in the present moment or what's right in front of me. So like the Via Ferrata, I take a lot of deep breaths. I prepare, you know, for the upcoming opening of my son's mission call. And I take one step at a time, so I don't have to do everything at once. And that has helped me be able to calm some of that uncertainty and embrace the moment that I'm in. And like I've mentioned in the past episodes, I also really like to journal. So being able to write down kind of what's coming up for me is very helpful. So if you're worried or anxious or excited, here's a couple of things to consider that may help. From time to time, peek up at what's in front of you. Occasionally peek backwards, or maybe don't at all, to see what is behind you. But work in the present and trust that you're going to make it. The second one is when your brain wants to start spinning stories about things, where they're headed. Remember, once again, you have to supervise this cognitive story. And I do this by writing it down because it feels like a lot and very true until I write it down. And then it's easier to see how creative my brain is to come up with things. So it's like there's this gap. And so my brain's trying to fill it. And it makes up like the most wonderful, terrible stories about what could come up. I usually go through, after I write down these things, I usually go through and I make a line through things that I can see are kind of on the absurd side. And that sends a subconscious message to my brain that I'm not buying the story that it's selling right now. The third thing is sometimes it feels like our brain is just hurling down this track of uncertainty, and it's hard to kind of interrupt that story in the moment, because it's moving so fast. So from a book that's called Chatter by Ethan Cross, and it's not about missions, but it's about the chatter that goes on in our head or the radio station that sometimes seems epically loud. One of the methods that he mentions is to say your own name out loud. And so an example, Michelle, that's enough. And that interrupts that chatter that's going on in our mind. And this isn't in the book, but I've added this to that method, is I also say, God or Heavenly Father, I trust you to see what is coming that I cannot see. So it's kind of a way of reaffirming trust and faith in the process and what's happening. And very, very helpful in interrupting kind of that runaway thought train. So uncertainty can feel, well, you know, uncertain and untethering, like I mentioned. And we think we want to know what's going to happen. But if we did, it would take away a lot of the growth opportunity for us. Okay, so just to recap, peek forward, peek backwards, but don't live in the future, don't live in the past, and just try and live in the present and enjoy the journey that you're on. And then supervise your brain, know that it's going to try and fill in the gaps and spin stories in a really creative way. And just write those stories down, get them out of your head and onto paper. And then last thing, if it gets away from you, then interrupt it by calling yourself by name and also including God or Heavenly Father, that, and just say that you trust that they can see what you can't see. All right, that's what I've got for you this week. So upcoming opportunities to work for me, I just want to mention I will be having a Zoom class coming up May 13th through the 15th. It's 1 hour each day. We're going to be talking about how to set up boundaries with companions, how to teach them to advocate for themselves, and when to ask for help. So make sure you get signed up for this class. It's a limited thing that I only teach twice a year. It's $29. And it's going to give you a lot of tools that can help you in the way that you talk about it with your missionaries so that they're prepared for some of the things that are uncertain for them. So click in the show notes and I'll get you on the waiting list and send you all the information. And make sure that you share it with any of your friends that also have missionaries serving as well. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Make sure you drop a rating. And have a great day. Bye-bye.